One day she looks like Pollyanna. The next day she looks like, I don't know, Lolita maybe. Nice dress.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace. In the forum?
Oh, yeah, Versace. I love Versace.
Me too.
Nice dress.
Thanks. It's a Versace.
It's Versace.
What?
Versace. It's pronounced Versace.
Oh. You want to walk down to Spago, get something to eat? Where is it?
Just down from Versace.
Versace.
Oh, right. Versace.
Yeah.
Welcome to soggy San Francisco, the site of this year's Pepsi Pro-Am.
Are you doing happy? I'm Bob Barker.
Wow, what an honor. Nice to meet you.
Looks like you and I are going to be playing together today.
That's funny. Who am I really playing with?
This is a Pro-Am, Happy. Each golfer is playing with a celebrity.
Wow.
You know, Nick Faldo and I won this thing last year, and I'd like to win it again this year.
All right, I'll do my best.
Let's play some golf.
Okay.
Jackass. Whoa! The club went further than the ball. What the hell was that all about?
It's just that, you know, it's rainy and that guy in it, it just slipped.
All right, Happy. Nice and easy. That was not nice and easy.
That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
He and Bob Barker are now dead last.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar. You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Now you're gonna get it, Bobby.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough, bitch.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Thank you.
so glad you could come.
Yeah. I didn't know you were coming to town.
I have a speaking engagement in Baton Rouge, and I thought it would be an opportune time to catch up with your progress.
I tell ya, progress ain't too good. I found out a lot of stuff, but so far, no Johnny favorite.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, all I got is a belly full of hocus pocus and, three stiffs.
Stiffs?
Yeah. Dead bodies, Mr. Cyphier. Murders.
Murders?
Yeah. Mm. I got, Fowler, Johnny's doctor, bumped himself off. I got this old voodoo guy, Toot Sweet. He got choked to death with a part of the body meant for pissing with.
This is a church, Mr. Angel.
Well, I'll tell you something. I know it's a church, but there's a lot of religion going around with this thing. It's very weird. And I don't understand it. It's ugly.
They say there's just enough religion in the world to make men hate one another, but not enough to make them love.
Oh, is that what they say? I'll tell you something, Mr. Cyphier, there wasn't too much love around for Johnny Favorite. All right, that guy was bad luck, and it's starting to rub off on me. I'm a murder suspect already in two cases. The police found my name and my address in Toot Sweet's hand.
I know, Winesap told me. You must be careful, Mr. Angel. And the third, you said there were three murders.
I checked out Johnny's old society girlfriend, Margaret Kuzmark. Do you know her?
Vaguely.
Vaguely? Let me tell you, I'm a little fed up with fucking vaguely. Vaguely is putting a noose around my neck and I'm starting to choke, all right? So, Mr. Cypher, did you know her or not?
I knew about her, but I never actually knew her.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. She was doing my chart. I gave her Johnny's birth date, February 14th. Except someone got to her and took out their own Valentine's card. They split her open. And they cut out her heart. I guess she couldn't predict the future for herself.
The future isn't what it used to be, Mr. Angel. And your conclusions?
I haven't any. Except all I know is Johnny's running around bumping off everyone he used to know. And more, it's me who's on the line for it. I'm being set up and it's scaring the shit out of me, all right? So why don't you just tell me and level with me what the fuck is going on here?
Just Johnny Favorite and the debt that's owed to me, Mr. Angel. I have old-fashioned ideas about honor. You know, an eye for an eye, things like that.
Who the fuck are you, Cypher?
Watch your language.
Hey, I don't give a fuck if this is a church, okay? Churches give me the creeps. I don't like churches.
Are you an atheist?
Yes, I am. I'm from Brooklyn.
I'll be in town for a day or two. Let me know what else you find, and if you need more money.
No, the money's fine. But if I ain't careful, that $5,000 you gave me could just buy me a seat on the electric chair.
8 o'clock sharp, you pull the master switch just as I am about to name the murderer.
I leave the lights off for 5 seconds.
It's not a second longer, just long enough for the murderer to leave the room. Understand? You're quite clear. In fact, now we synchronize watches. In 7 seconds, it will be precisely 2:43.
Your watch must have stopped at 7:46.
Yes. Yes, 7:46, yes.
No. Now it's nearly 7:47.
Oh, yes, all right, 7:47.
Are we synchronizing on 7:47?
That's what you said?
No, I said it was nearly. I've now, 10 seconds to 7:47.
I got 10 seconds after 7:47.
Well, you'll have to put your watch back.
Yes, all right, all right. All right.
5 seconds.
Yes.
Four, three, two, one. Now.
Strange. The second hand is not moving. It's ticking.
Well, it's moving now.
What? Yes. Yes, it is, yes. I know that. I can see that it's moving now.
And now I've 7:47 and 23 seconds.
All right, let's synchronize on 7:47 and a half.
Five.
Four, three, two, one. Now.
My watch has stopped.
Your watch has stopped?
Remarkable coincidence. Stopped completely.
Hmm. Look, take my watch.
But what about you?
Don't worry, I'll keep talking till the lights go out.
But we still won't be synchronized.
Yes, it'll be all right, don't worry. I'll find a way out of it.
Stand. Please sit down. Now then, I expect you're wondering why I've asked you all here.
Well, whatever the reason, it's a damn nuisance. We usually have dinner at 9 o'clock, and you've brought everything to a standstill.
You will not be inconvenienced for long, Monsieur Ballon. Your clock has stopped, Monsieur Ballon.
Yes, but if you want to know the time, it's exactly 7:50.
You are slow, darling. It's 7:52.
No, my love. This watch has not lost a second since the day you gave it to me.
I didn't give it to you.
I have 7:55, monsieur.
That is what I have.
You're both fast.
No, my watch is right. I'll prove it to you. Would you tell me the right time, please? 7:54, thank you. Yes? Oh, it's for you, Inspector.
Ah, it's for me. Yes?
What time is it?
What?
Your watch has stopped.
Where are you?
I'm down in the basement. I had the operator call this number. What do? I can't pull the switch at 8 o'clock if I don't know what time it is.
It's 7:54.
You're 55 now.
55 now, yes.
I just realized something. I still want to know when it's 8 o'clock.
Can't.
What?
Can't.
Oh, can't. You mean seconds?
Yes, that is exactly what I mean. And don't dare call me here again. Now then. Now then, I will tell you why I've called you all here tonight. One of you is a murderer.
Six, 30.
Oh, it was you! Yes, it was!
Why should I kill us?
President of Channel 83, radio personality Nikki Brand, and media prophet Professor Brian Oblivion. Take it away, Rena.
Max Wren, your television station offers its viewers everything from softcore pornography to hardcore violence. Why?
Well, it's a matter of economics, Rena. We're small. In order to survive, we have to give people something they can't get anywhere else. And we do that.
But don't you feel such shows contribute to a social climate of violence and sexual malaise? And do you care?
Certainly I care. I care enough, in fact, to give my viewers a harmless outlet for their fantasies and their frustrations. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a socially positive act.
What about it, Nikki? Is it socially positive?
Well, I think we live in overstimulated times. We crave stimulation for its own sake. We gorge ourselves on it. We always want more, whether it's tactile, emotional, or sexual. And I think that's bad.
Then why did you wear that dress?
Sorry?
That dress. It's very stimulating. And it's red. You know what Freud would have said about that dress.
And he would have been right. I admit it. I live in a highly excited state of overstimulation.
Listen, I'd really like to take you out to dinner tonight.
Professor Oblivion.
What do you think?
Do you think erotic TV shows and violent TV shows lead to desensitization, to dehumanization?
Is that microphone?
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
Yes.
That's why I refuse to appear on television, except on television. Of course, Oblivion is not the name I was born with. That's my television name. Soon, all of us will have special names. Names designed to cause the cathode ray tube to resonate.
Yes. Nikki, is Max Wren a menace to society?
I'm not sure. He's certainly a menace to me.
We'll be right back. history will be made here this afternoon in the Pontiac Silverdome. The loser must kneel and bow to the king. Oh, he crowned him. He crowned him with a chair.
Well, Beaver reminds me of a girl I used to go with about 25 years ago. She had the same kind of haircut.
Well, there's your winners as a result of a disqualification, and rightly so.
And there ain't going to be much holds of this one. This is going to be a fight.
There comes the Goldilocks as the Clippers be put to good use by Brutus Beefcake.
There will only be one winner. This dragon is breathing fire.
I will come away with the championship belt and see new horizons.
Jake the Snake Roberts with Damian and Alice Cooper. We haven't seen the last of this confrontation. The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Look at the size of the giant.
He's landed.
I don't believe it.
I'm dropping a big leg.
I never thought it could be done, Gorilla.
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Beeman has done it again.
Gotta get to work. That's right. You know. Come on, come on. You know my name. Come on. My name is Willie.
Willie Beeman.
I keep the ladies
creaming.
And all my fans
got them screaming.
You can defeat me.
You're dreaming.
Buck, boom, wow. Style, profile. Willie Beeman got the ladies in the stands smiling. Wow. And down to the nitty gritty, making them run out on the field and so they did eat. Shaking like Peyton and shot, let a ball up like a clock. The stadium packed like Woodstock, sending it downtown. Blast like a rocket deep in the pocket, touchdown. What's up now?
Who is that rocking the spot?
It's Willie Beeman.
Who is that keeping it hot?
I'm Willie Beeman.
Who is that bringing the pain?
It's Willie Beeman.
Got the ladies screaming my name.
I introduce the invisible juice. Snapping ankles, breaking tackles, knocking helmets loose.
Come on,
I will run this time, guarantee first down.
My name is Willie. I keep the ladies.
And on the back to
pass. You can
well, now don't be over.
And all the ladies.
Cause all you got is grass.
Creamin'
and all my fans
got screamin'.
You can defeat me.
You're dreamin'.
My name is Willie. Gotta get to work. He gotta go to work.
Could go. Oh, the way.
Will you have your man go with Mr. Laszlo and take care of his luggage?
Certainly, Rick. Anything you say. Find Mr. Laszlo's luggage and put it on the plane.
Yes, sir.
This way, please.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
But why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
you said... Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But, Richard, no, I...
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Thank you. fucking happening, man. I'm gonna introduce the members of the band. I think you know most of us. On the rhythm guitar, Mr. our Indiana Lafayette resident, Mr. fucking Izzy Stradlin. Hey, so when your school teachers, when you got a dream or a goal and you really believe in it, it don't have to be a rock and roll band. You could be wanting to be a nuclear physicist. I could give a fuck. But when they say, you know, let's be reasonable. Tell them to fuck off. I ain't trying to get you in a fight with your parents. And I'm not trying to get you in a fight with your teachers. But come 18 when you're out of high school, come in your 20s when you're out of college, they're gonna fucking say, well, just fucking do it. And if you don't know how, you're fucked and they can't help your ass too much. I mean, you know, it's a fucking good thing to graduate from high school, go to Purdue, IU, Indiana State, whatever, Notre Dame. But if you don't get your shit together, you're gonna be making about 30 grand a year and your kids will be working at McDonald's just like you did. And it won't make a fucking bit of difference. How about it so easy?
Thank you, Harry.
Shuttle's out of range, still no detonation.
Something's not right, too much time has gone by.
Zero barrier's about to be breached. 1 minute.
Harry, come on, press that button.
We're going back and do it ourselves.
Just don't. Wait 1 minute.
Dan, we're about to cross the threshold.
Come on, Harry, press the button.
Colonel, I'm asking you just 1 more minute.
Press the button, Stamper.
Harry will do it. I know it. He doesn't know how to fail.
We win, Tracy!
Press it!
Houston, we're coming home.
We copy that, Marino.
You, Harry.
You the man.
Of the I sing.